Let's talk about getting green. Today, our topic, climate change action. Jillian Gem, Program Manager with the USGBC West Michigan Chapter. Good morning to you. Always a pleasure, Jillian.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Welcome. We have got the spokespersons in the house. This is part of their education today. I'm glad that you are here, ladies, to talk about climate change and the action to be associated. So step up to the mic when I do an introduction. We call this mic check. Alex Hernandez, good morning.
Good morning.
Judith Alvarez, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for that. Do that one more time for me.
Good morning.
There you go.
All right.
Jillian, thank you for bringing our young spokespersons that care about this topic in studio. First of all, remind me about the good work USGBC does.
We work with green buildings and green development in Grand Rapids and West Michigan overall.
And what's the big picture of the climate change action topic?
Right now we're doing a recap on the Drawdown Conference, where 43 nonprofits came together about the crisis that we're facing in Grand Rapids.
When did that happen?
That happened, it was forever ago, it seems like, but the 25th of September.
Yes, that is true. And obviously students were involved?
Yes, they were the star of the show.
Great. And that's why they will be the star of this show, effective now. All right, Alex Hernandez, if you would introduce yourself a little more detailed, your background and your role in this, please.
All right. Well, my name is Alex Hernandez. I'm 16 years old, and I am a junior at Central High School.
Involvement in the workshop?
I was just, there to talk about climate change and see my opinion, what effect it has in my future and in other people's future and just in basic in general. And pretty much, I was just there to observe and to, take ideas and see what ideas come out of people's minds and try to figure out a step we can figure out to, stop climate change and, stop of it affecting, just in general.
Thank you for that. Judith Alvarez, introduce yourself, please.
Hi, my name is Judith Alvarez. I am also a junior at Innovation Central. I'm 17, actually, so I'm a little bit older. And my role actually was to involve all the Hispanic countries and everything and be the spokesperson for all Hispanics out there in the world and show the world that you need the origin to be okay in order to this world to succeed. And that was my role, and I succeeded, and I'm proud of what I did.
Yay! Goodness, what an example. Thank you for that. So I will start with you, Judith. What is climate change, and how do you see climate change affecting you in the future?
So climate change is basically the warmth of the globe and everything, and it's affecting my future because the origin of every food product, every clothing product, every organization and everything is getting affected. If the origin isn't taken care of, we're not going to be able to survive. And I've mentioned this at the conference again, and I'm not afraid to mention it here. We need the origin to be all right. If our origin ain't right, the United States, China, nowhere in the world will be able to succeed as we were succeeding now. If you want to be great, we got to start at the origin. It's as simple as that.
Thank you for that. Alex, what would you add?
Well, as Judith said, climate change is basically the warmth of the earth. And as we see right now we have a huge crisis of pollution, trash in our oceans, in our streets, everywhere we walk around, there's always trash everywhere. What I was going to say, it affects our future, not just in minds, but in everyone's future, including yours, my friends, families, people out living the world. And we see this every day, but many people don't pay attention. They just see a piece of trash. They're like, oh, it's just trash. It won't do anything. But in reality, right now, our oceans have the risk of drying up. Our food supply have the chance or a high risk of dying. And we have a very high risk of us actually becoming extinct if we don't actually do something about it. Climate change is like flipping the world upside down. Once it hits, everything on this world or touching it will fall off and nothing will come back up unless we try to prevent it from even flipping.
Thank you. You've got us all paying attention to this and certainly taking action. Are we all at risk, in summary?
Yes.
Yes, yes. So let's talk action item. So ladies, and then Jillian will bring you back into the conversation. I'll start with you, Alex. What action do we need to take?
Well, in my opinion, the actions that I think we need to take is first, start to communicate with one another and try to make an organized plan and start fundraising for our oceans to be cleaned, to help out, to volunteer to clean out the streets, to start planting new trees, to try to start using less fossil fuels, and to stop polluting what we have left. Because right now, our forests are catching fires, our forests are dying, our water supply is getting polluted by trash, plastic, everything, you name it. Everything is in the ocean. And yeah, that's what I think we need to do, start cleaning.
Yes, one step at a time. Add to this, Judith.
I agree completely with what my fellow student just said. You know, I like her ideas and everything, but also the origin. We have to take care of our food sources. We have to take care of our plant sources, because without that, we won't get cotton for our clothing. We won't get food that we need for nutrition every day. And if we don't take care of that, and then if we don't help out cleaning and have organized plans and communicate with everybody else in the world, we won't really truly make it. We'll make it to an point where we think we're okay, but to be truly okay, we need to take that extra step. It's just that one extra step that separates it from good to better.
I imagine, Jillian Gim, these two examples of what was presented last September, that room was just full of passion and action item.
Very much so. The energy was very palpable in the room, especially when all the high schoolers and middle schoolers were speaking from Whitehall, Kalamazoo, GVSU, and GRCC was there as well. Would you like me to talk about action items?
Yeah, let's have you answer also. What action do we take and who needs to take action?
Sometimes the concept of climate change can be daunting. And when it comes down to actual tangible action, people may perceive it to be overwhelming. So when the 43 organizations came together around the topic of climate change, it was only solution-based. So everyone brought to the table what their piece of the puzzle is. You know, it's a multidisciplinary fabric that will be the cause of the solutions to climate change. For example, Urban Roots was present, Mobile GR, WEMIAC, Urban Core Collective, Michigan League of Conservation Voters, Local First, and so many more. I can't even begin to keep naming them all.
What was the name of the conference in general?
Rise Up and Draw Down.
Rise Up and Draw Down. Will this be an annual event?
That is yet to be seen.
Yeah.
Don't let it stop, right? Don't let the energy stop. Mm-hmm. What have you learned from this conference, Alex?
Well, at the conference, I actually learned a lot. I learned that many people have brilliant ideas of how we have opportunities or ways in order to prevent climate change and how we can find better solutions than to just talk about it or just to, you know, pull it to the table. Mm-hmm. But in fact, we actually have a plan and an organized actual plan to where we can be okay, this is what we're going to do from this section to this section. And with these two ready up to go, we already have the big solution, and then from there we could just start spreading it and start doing what we need to do.
Your thoughts on your learning from the conference, Judith?
To be all honest, I feel like I kind of had a good grasp before I even went to the conference about climate change and certain solutions. I'm actually very impressed at all these organizations and their ideas. And my comments really about the conference is just that it was amazing. It was a good experience. I'm in love how people are so caring about our world and want us to achieve our goals and everything. And I hope whatever organizations are hearing us right now, please hear our plea that the world needs us to take action now and not just wait and wait and wait. We need to take action now. And if you guys really truly do care, it's the little steps. Little steps, we can make it in the long run. That's all I really got to say.
That's a lot to be said. Jillian, where do we find out more information about either the conference, the workshops, and or any other items you'd like us to know?
You can go to drawdownmichigan.org, and from there you'll be able to see the allies who are involved, and you can be involved with any of their programming.
Alex Hernandez, what will you be studying in college?
Hopefully, actually, I am planning to join the Army and study as a professional sniper, and hoping that once I do accomplish that, I really, really, like, you know, want to be in the field a lot. So, yeah, so that's what I basically have planned for the future.
Judith Alvarez?
I want to actually be a neuroscientist or a pediatrician because I like working with kids, so... I also do something I enjoy both a little.
Yes, back to school you go tomorrow. And certainly thanks for your words when it comes to this topic of our Getting Green Climate Change Action. Again, your final comments, Jillian Gem?
Climate change is for the generations to come. And having these students here were the young voices that will be the leaders of the future.
Thanks. Ah, to be 17. How old are you, 16? Yeah, I'd do it again. We're okay a little older as well. Thank you, gentlewomen, for your topic conversation on climate change action. Take care.